With the possibility of a major breakthrough on reconciliation looming on the peninsula after decades of danger and mistrust, New York Congressman John Faso recently visited South Korea. The Republican from New York's 19th House District spoke to WAMC News today about the trip.
I was part of a five-member bipartisan congressional study group, which met with high-ranking government officials, academics, and Korea experts, as well as members of the parliament, the National Assembly in South Korea. And almost universally, there is guarded optimism about the upcoming summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. But there is also a sense that we've been down this road before, and they're very hopeful. But they think that this time it may be different.
What is the reason for that optimism that things may be different this time?
Well, for one, the sanctions that the U.S. has placed on North Korea and the willingness of China to play a major role in enforcing the sanctions is the biggest difference. The other difference, frankly, and the South Koreans mentioned this, was the increasingly strong language that President Trump has used has succeeded in, they believe, bringing the North Korean leadership to the table. So I think it's a combination of those two things. And there's a great sense of guarded optimism that the North Koreans will finally agree to a complete and verifiable, irreversible denuclearization of that program in exchange for becoming a more modern country. And the question is, well, what is North Korea and their leader looking to accomplish? And I think it's really two things. One, he wants to maintain the Kim dynasty for the next 40 or 50 years with him at the head of it. After all, he's only 34 years old. And second, he's looking at a model of communism with capitalism akin to what you see in Vietnam today or in China. So I think that there is a realization that time is running out for North Korea and their economy is in shambles and it is not improving. So this is an opportunity that I hope the North Koreans take advantage of and relieve the pressures on the Korean Peninsula in terms of the nuclear program that clearly is unacceptable to the United States, Japan, and the South.
What is the role of China in all of this? Are they the wild card behind all the events here?
That is a very interesting question, and we had extensive discussions with the political and academic experts on this topic. The Koreans have a long-standing distrust. This is both North and South towards China. And they also have that, by the way, towards Japan. But the Chinese, I think, see that the nuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and the reaction of the United States, Japan, and the South is simply creating an instability that is adverse to their own interests in Northeast Asia. So the Koreans the South Koreans have established commercial relations and diplomatic relations with the Chinese. There are extensive contacts between those two countries, and the Chinese have a real stake and an interest in seeing stability on the Korean Peninsula. And that is what I think ultimately their aim is.
Did the South Koreans mention to you any concern about the increasing use of tariffs by the Trump administration and the trade policies coming from Washington?
Yes. And as you know, the CORUS, the Korea-U.S. Trade Agreement, is mostly finalized now. And there are only modest changes in terms of the existing agreement. And here's where I continue to be concerned about the Trump administration's approach on tariffs, because there's a baby in bathwater syndrome here where, rather than simply seeking modest changes or amendments where they're needed, especially with our longtime allies, the Trump administration has somewhat been an elephant in the China shop, and The fact is that we've got to carefully consider the ramifications of trade policy on our other relationships as well. Now, with China, I think the administration is going after the heart of the Chinese theft of intellectual property and some of the outrageous restrictions they put on U.S. companies doing business in China. And I think the Trump administration is absolutely correct about that. But on the Korean trade deal, I think thought it was a mistake to raise that, particularly when we had these interests about the nuclear North Korea. So I think that that is now behind us. We've largely completed the amendments on the Korean trade deal that are modest and in the interest of both countries, I believe.
New York Congressman John Faso, the 19th District Republican, is just back from a trip to South Korea.